You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Hope you're having a wonderful day. And we are going to hear something I just preached hardly, 48 hours ago now on Sunday at Island Community Church. Island is a church that I pastor. I invite you to come out on a Sunday morning. We'd love to see you. We had a bunch of visitors this week, and I'm grateful to see new people. And we are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday mornings at 10:30. You are invited. I invite you to come by and worship with us. Hear the Word of God. If you like these programs, if you like verse-by-verse preaching and teaching of the Word and this style of teaching, why don't you come out and visit sometime? I'd love to see you. We are going to hear now something I've entitled, By Their Fruits You Will Know Them. And no, it's not really a teaching by Jesus, but that's what he says. It's more a teaching of where we're at in the book of Galatians. And that is the fruits of the Spirit. As I said to my church family Sunday, I said, an orange tree produces oranges. And a Christian tree, so to speak, what does a Christian, quote unquote, tree, what does it produce? That's what we're looking at here. There's a list of 9 things contrasted against the works of the flesh. So that's what we're at. That's where we're at. We're at this epic battle once again of the works of the flesh, walking in the flesh and walking in the Spirit, and how these two are at war with one another. That's where we're at here today. Hope you enjoy today's program, and we'll be listening to this the rest of this week, this Fruits of the Spirit, as we're working our way through the book of Galatians. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the Word of God here now today.
The best place to start this sermon would be in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, starting in verse 15, and it's on the handout as well. It says, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, or consequently, by their fruits you will know them. I like to use a poker term. That is, everyone in life will eventually play their hole card, it's called. H-O-L-E. Hole card? Whatever it is they're holding back that you don't know. That is, sometimes you don't know where a person is coming from or where they stand. But eventually, they're going to play that card. That is, they will let you know the secrets of their heart. And you'll know that person. They will be revealed. And whether or not they are wheat or tares will be revealed. Now, Jesus said, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. You just can't do it. You've got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. A good tree cannot go around lying, cheating, stealing, and committing adultery, sowing discord, and the like. The Lord Jesus said a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Now, works that aren't done for the glory of God won't cut it. Maybe you say atheists do good things all the time. If they're not done to the glory of God, they're meaningless. Now, with that in mind, let's look a little closer today at fruit as we continue our study here in the book of Galatians. Now, today we're going to contrast the works of the flesh and the nine fruits of the Spirit. If you would, please turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. And you know you're in trouble when I got the blackboard out of the storage room today. Galatians 5. Let's pick it up here in verse 13 before we go anywhere. Talked a lot about freedom lately here in this church. And I want you to see, first of all, what freedom does not mean. Verse 13, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Now, when I tell you you're free, it doesn't mean you're free to sin. It means that the power of sin has been broken over you, and you're no longer a slave of sin. How? Because you now have a new nature on the inside of you when you didn't before. You are free to live. You are free to live a holy life now. Because like I said last week, you've got something that no one else had in the Old Testament. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. They didn't have that in the Old Testament. You've got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. That's your new nature. You have been predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. Now, on to verse 16. You know, where did that quote go I found here? I read this morning from Neil Anderson. "Stringently striving to obey Christian rules and regulations doesn't enable the Spirit-filled walk. It often kills it." Let me say that again. "Stringently striving to obey Christian rules and regulations does not enable the Spirit-filled walk. It often kills it." Verse 16, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." Some people call this the battle between good and evil on the inside of us, or white dog versus black dog. The white dog being the good dog, black dog would be the devil dog, your old nature. How many of you know you've got a devil dog on the inside of you? Sin has signed a 99-year lease with your body, and it's unbreakable, and it's not going away. Sin, Paul said, "I know that nothing good dwells in me." And it's not me, it's sin that dwells in me, he said. He said that as a Christian. Question, have you ever seen a Christian sin before? It's laughable. You're not perfect. Your spirit might be, but you still got this flesh you got to deal with. There's a war that's going on. Hello, Paul wrote this as a Christian. He's writing to Christians. He commands you, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He wouldn't even have this conversation if there was no battle going on. There's still a battle going on. I say that because some people say, I've heard it before, that your old nature is gone for good once you become a Christian. And I'd have to say, ask my wife about that one. regarding me, at least. No sin nature at all anymore? You see, when you're saved, this old devil dog doesn't go away. But now you've got the power over your old nature by the presence of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. And this statement I made is obvious. Otherwise, no born-again believer would ever sin. Now, this war goes on continually on the inside of us. The question begs, who's going to win the fight on the inside of you? Right here in this very first verse, the formula is given to us to win the battle over our flesh. It says, walk in the Spirit. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What does it mean, walk in the Spirit? I think of the very first man who never died. Remember him? Who was it? Enoch. In Genesis 5:24, it says, Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Hebrews 11:5 says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Here's the key. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch walked with God. Do you please God? Do you walk with God? Very simple. Do you like what God likes? Do you hate what God hates? That's what happens when you're walking in the Spirit. You love what God loves and you hate what God hates. You love righteousness. You hunger and thirst after it. You hate sin. Not people. I didn't say people. You love people. If you're walking in the Spirit, you love the sinner. You love the son of Sam. You're grateful he came to Christ and he's the head spiritual leader in Attica right now. You love the man and the woman. You hate the sin when you're walking in the Spirit. Matter of fact, dare I say, you might love the sinner even more because you're walking in the Spirit, because you have been made into the image of Christ. You're being transformed daily into that image. The more you're transformed into that image, the more you're going to love the despicable and the evil, because Christ loves them. Walking in the Spirit. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Or let's water that down a little, like all the other translations did. We don't want to make God seem so harsh. Walk before me and be blameless. That's a little better.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.